Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
I think Tucker's hurt. I don't have any information, but Tucker's not the same. He's hurt, and he's playing through it, and he's such a class kid. He probably doesn't mention it to anyone. And that kid's. I don't know him, but everything I hear and watching him play the game, he's first class. And he wouldn't complain of something that's bothering him because he doesn't want an excuse. He feels that responsibility. But I would say there's probably something physically going on there.
That was Pat Murphy to Mully and Haw earlier this week on 670 The Score. This is Rahimi and Harris. We broadcast live from Circa Resort and Casino's Galaxy Ballroom here in Las Vegas. And once again, we get you ready for Cubs baseball in what looks like a much more winnable game. Now to close out the series against the Brewers, and we find out the news that Kyle Tucker, despite reportedly knowing he had a fracture, which Craig Counsell confirmed yesterday, is back in the lineup batting second.
Batting second, and also I wanted to know, I was like, mate, does Kyle Tucker have like these amazing numbers lifetime against Quinn Priester, the starter for the Brewers? So Kyle Tucker, he is 1-for-3 lifetime against Quinn Priester with an RBI and 2 walks, no strikeouts. Also, Matt Shaw not in the lineup, 1-for-2 lifetime against Quinn Priester. So these are very small sample sizes with a double.
Matt Shaw owns Quinn Priester. He's batting 500 against him.
If you want good news, the three Cubs who have homered off Quinn Priester in his career are all in the lineup. That would be Michael Bush, Pete Crow Armstrong, and Nico Horner.
And you like those chances for the big game at Wrigley to close out this crucial series before they head to Orange County of Anaheim, of Southern California, of the 949 Angels
Disneyland.
Of Los Angeles, Angels, Los Angeles. Without further ado.
Anaheim.
Right. Without further ado, let's listen, thanks to Bruce Levine, Kyle Tucker speaking in the clubhouse earlier, just moments ago.
Craig was telling us last night just about the situation where there's the fracture in your finger. Can you take us through the injury to how you were feeling and just the decisions that were made along the way, because you did want to play and play through it?
Yeah. I mean, after the sliding play in June or whatever, I just kind of started hurting over the next inning or two and whatever. And I just came out. I thought I just kind of jammed it or whatever. It was kind of swollen. Did some x-rays or whatever and looked fine. And still was kind of bothering me. I don't know how, like, time frame-wise after that. And did some more and said it. Saw a little, like, small fracture in there, and but it was already, like, you know, a week or two or whatever after that. So where, you know, it was already healing, and but I just kept playing through it. Just thought, you know, at some point it'd go away, and just kind of stuck around for a little bit, but I was playing and felt fine, so was hitting the ball and everything, so it's just kind of how it went.
You did really well after the injury. Mm-hmm. For about, what was it, 2 or 3 weeks, and then numbers dropped off. Was there something that you felt differently after that period of time that maybe helped you or caused you to change your mechanics at all?
I mean, I didn't really try and change my mechanics or anything. It might have gradually happened over time. I don't know. But I don't know. I was just kind of playing with it. And like you said, like, I was doing fine for a while. And obviously, after a while, it kind of turned. But I don't know if that's, like, you know, necessarily it, but or the reason why, but that's just kind of how things played out.
Is that making working through the adjustments a little more difficult because there's this idea where what was caused by the injury or what am I trying to work through? Is it mechanical? Like, there could be more questions that you're trying to figure out?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know how much it, like, really affected, like, my setup and, like, swing and everything. I mean, it didn't feel great at the time, but I mean, I just kind of dealt with it, and obviously you just make adjustments to go out there and play, and you know, I'm sure other people have, you know, some things going on too that they just play with and make the adjustment with, so it's just kind of how things go.
Did anything positive come out of it, or?
We won a few games, so that was positive.
For you personally.
So, I mean, it was good. I mean, you know, I got to see our team win, and you know, felt good in the cage and everything, so hopefully we can, you know, win another game today.
Just curious, you know, you haven't missed much time in your career, but last year you did. Does that kind of in the back of your head when you go through this, like, yeah, I want to play through this because I did miss a lot of time last year.
I don't know. I want to play regardless. I'm sure everyone in here wants to play, whether they're going through things or not. I mean, you know, it's our job to go out there and be on the field and play. So, I mean, it's just what, you know, people do when they're in sports. They just want to go out there and play and be on the field and, you know, help the team.
Were there any conversations after you saw the fracture about NIL sit because you didn't want to aggravate it more or anything like that?
I mean, I was already playing through it for, I don't know, however long, and like I was doing fine and everything and still playing well, so I was just like, I'm just gonna keep playing. Like, there's wasn't really like a need to go on an IL because I could still do everything. It was just more of like a pain tolerance at that point rather than like I physically couldn't do anything, so it's just kind of how it was.
Do you feel like it was a valuable mental break?
Yeah, it was good. I mean, I'd rather be out there playing and everything, but I mean, still won, you know, 30 games, so good.
I know it's not your personality, but in retrospect, would it have been easier on you if you just let people know there was a fracture there at that time? I know it's not your style.
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure you could have gone a couple of different ways or whatever, but I mean, I felt good enough to go out there and play, and you know, confident that I could go out there and do it well. So that's just kind of how things went.
After the injury, is it still pain tolerance, or are you completely past it?
I'm pretty much past it. I mean, it's fine. I've been playing the whole time anyways, and, you know, I've been feeling good, so I'm all right.
Just the ancillary injuries as well. I mean, you know, those are obvious when we watch you nail yourself on a shin with a foul ball or crash into a wall or hit the ground. Those things impact you as well? I mean, you're obviously human.
I mean, that stuff just kind of happens in the game and over time. I mean, that's kind of just part of the game. I know, you know, every sport has their own kind of things that beat up your body, but I mean, that's just kind of how things are in baseball, and you just got to do your best to maintain your body. And, you know, we play so many games that you just got to do your best to be healthy to go out there every single day.
I mean, that's so ambiguous. The answer is even now that he's given, because he can't give us a timetable as to when he was like, oh, you know, after that, I felt kind of better. I'd already been dealing with it after however much time that was. There was just so much ambiguity there that you can't even take anything he's saying there and being like, okay, I understand now. I still don't have specific answers.
Why? Why was this the way this went down? And we got the why a little bit in there. And I think Bruce got closest to it. I'm not just saying that because he's our reporter. I'm saying that because he's the one who I felt like got closest to the question. But I want to remind everybody, first of all, the initial statement about Tucker was a few days off. It's been two days off. Do you think that's going to fix the problem of hitting 189 since July and your ground ball rate is 54%?
And you're a line drive fly ball hitter. That's what you do. We're talking
you're
about
an extra base hitter. If you're on a better team, are you sitting because they think that they can afford to be without you for a few days? If he's on the hot hitting Brewers before they face the Cubs playing the Vangabust, if he's on that team, you know, where Andrew Vaughn's mashing everything in sight, do they sit him in that case? You know, when we talk about the practices of other teams and how they prepare and they're set up for the playoffs, well, like, these are the questions I ask. Could this have been avoided? Could you have gone better than 14-10 in the month of July?
We just listened to Kyle Tucker here on Rahimi and Harris. We're broadcasting live from Las Vegas, Circa Resort and Casino, having a great time here on Radio Row, but not necessarily a great time listening to the over 4 minutes from Kyle Tucker trying to explain how we got here as he's back in the lineup for the series finale against the Brewers, a game the Cubs sorely need to win if they have design still on a division title as opposed to, say, the top wild card spot. And a couple of things that he said really stick out. Mm-hmm. He talks about pain tolerance. Well, the problem with pain tolerance is when he talks about it's my job to go out there and do it, that means he's willing to play through pain. That's part of the problem here. If you have pain in your hand as a hitter, every time you hit, pain, and you're just working through it and you're like, I'm just trying to tough it out. Where is the medical staff? Where is Craig Counsell to talk him into sitting? Like you said, Layla, a few days. Those are the words of Craig Counsell, not us.
If you don't play him today, having already won the series, and I owe Marshall this crisp Jules dollar. If you don't play him today, you're looking at three games in Anaheim against the Angels. Easy peasy. Then you've got a day off against before you go face the Giants. So likely scenario, they fly straight from Anaheim up the coast to San Francisco. So you got a day off in San Francisco. Then there are three games against the Giants. Then there are three games against the Rockies. Theoretically, a few days, which turned into two, could have been a longer stretch that might have let him rest up more and be his best self. And that's always what I'm trying to say. I know I've been on repeat recently, and you're going to hear more of it at 11 o'clock when we go through the Seth Wickersham book, because that is important. But I can't sit here and say this has worked. And he made the point. He's like, they've won without me. And I understand you've got to want to play. You've got to want to play. You've got to want to have a short memory. You have to program yourself to know how to move past this quickly. But somebody's got to dwell on this a little bit more here.
The end of those questions and answers with Kyle Tucker, where he said a couple of things. I felt good enough to go out there and play. Well, we already have established from your words that Kyle Tucker, the athlete, feels like if he's not maimed, basically, he has a duty to his team to go out there and play baseball. And then he was asked about, well, is this affecting you in any way? He said, quote, I'm pretty much past it. Well, when you say pretty much past it, that means you're not all the way past it. That's how I take that, Layla.
Yeah, and again, you know, the context clues are here as to why, like, Pat Murphy was like, he's such a class kid. He's not going to want to sit out. And you hear the empathy when he says that. But unfortunately for the team on the other side, the one who's dealing with it, they're the ones having to explain it away. I'm pretty much past it. I've been playing the whole time. I'm all right. There's no sign to me that this injury is healed. And if you refuse to get imaging, how do we know for sure? You said they'd better have a come to Jesus meeting with him. I said that come to Jesus should come in the form of an MRI.
I mean, you're not wrong. And so what we've learned is that's not what they're going to do. That's not what they're going to do. Care Council has just showed you with his lineup today that that's not what they're going to do. They're going to play Kyle Tucker because, as you said, Layla, is this the Cubs or is this the fighting Kyle Tuckers? I'm not sure.
We have more to come here on Raheem and Harris on 670 The Score. We'll talk about the game from last night because it is worth discussion.
Oh, my goodness.
Especially when there are people who absolutely contributed who aren't in that lineup getting ready for the finale today. So we will do that next here on Raheem and Harris on 670 The Score.